以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容不掉梵歌原意第四章，世界34到38，时间1966年8月17日，地点纽约。
What is that subject, Pandra?
Knowledge.
今天讲课的主题是知识是解决办法。
Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanina tatta darshan. For knowledge we have got to go to the right person, tatta darshan.
为了得到知识，我们必须到一个合适的人那里去。Tatva darshi.
Tattva-darshi means one who has actually seen or experienced the Absolute Truth.
Tattva-darshi 意思是一个真正的见过或者体验过绝对真理的人。
So, unless we find out such a person who hasactually seeing the Absolute Truth, or who has in his experience what is Absolute Truth. So, there is very little chance of our spiritual advancement.
除非我们能找到这样一个真正见过绝对真理，或者真正对绝对真理有体验的人，取得灵性进步几乎没有可能。
If we can find out such a person who is experiencing the absolute truth, and if we follow the principles as it is stated here, pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya.
如果我们找到这样一个真正精通绝对真理的人，而且遵循这里提到的原则。Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya.
Pranipat means to surrender, and pariprasna means to inquire, and seva means service.
Pranipat 意思是皈依， pariprasna 意思是询问， sevaya 意思是服务。
Three things. You should find out a person who is self-realized.Who has experience in the absolute truth, and on your part, you have to surrender there, and you have to inquire, and you have to render service.
三样事情，你必须要找到一个自我觉悟的、真正见过绝对真理的人，而从你这方面，你应该向他皈依，你应该询问，你必须要提供服务。
When these things are completed, there is no doubt about one's spiritual salvation.
当这些事情都完全了，一个人的灵性解脱便没有任何疑问。
If you have actually found out a person who is self-realized and who we have surrendered there honestly with inquiry and service,then we must know that our spiritual salvation is guaranteed.
如果我们真正找到了一个自我觉悟的人，如果我们诚实地向他皈依，同时还有询问和服务，那我们知道我们的灵性解脱是有保证的。
Guaranteed, there is no doubt about it.
是有保证的，没有任何疑问。
So,Lord Krishna says, Jajgatva na punar moha evam jasasi pandava yena bhutani aseshena drakshasi atmane atha mai. People are anxious to see God. Here, Lord Sri Krishna says that as soon as one gets knowledge from the right person, then he never comes into the field of delusion.
人们非常急于见到神，这里主是 Krishna 说，一旦一个人从一个正当的人那里得到了知识，那么他永远不会到这个迷幻的场所。
The whole thing is that in the present stage of our life, we are conditioned and deluded.
在我们生命的现在这个阶段，我们是受局限的，受迷惑的。
We do not know things as they are. That is the cause of our all misery.
我们不知道事情的本来面目，这是我们一切苦难的原因。
Otherwise, constitutionally, we are anandamaya bhyasa. By nature, we are jolly.
其实我们的本性是 anandamaya bhyasa.我们的本性是快乐的。
Anandamaya Vyasa, in the Vedanta Sutra you find, the nature of Brahma is Anandamaya.
在 Vedanta Sutra 中你能发现 Brahman 的本性是 Anandamaya.
Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha, Sat Chit Anand, Sat means eternity,Jit means full knowledge and Ananda means pleasure.
Sat Chit Ananda. Sat 是永恒， Chit 意思是完全的知识， Ananda 意思是快乐。
This is our constitution. We are all fragmental portion of Krishna, the Supreme Lord.
这是我们的本性，我们都是 Krishna 的碎片部分，是至尊主 Krishna 的碎片部分。
Therefore, because he is Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha, so we are also Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha.
因此，因为他是 Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha, 因此我们也是 Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha.
Unfortunately, we have been put in the contact of this material energy.Therefore, we are just experiencing the opposite.
不幸的，我们被置于这个和物质能量的接触中，因此我们体验到的正好相反。
What is that opposite? That, sat chit ananda. Sat means eternity. So.We have got just the opposite, asat. Asat means non-eternity.
相反的是什么呢？ Sat Chit Ananda. Sat 的意思是永恒，因此我们体验到的是相反的 asat. Asat 的意思是不永恒。
This body will not exist. We are put into such a condition that however scientifically we may try to keepand youthfulness by so many medicines, injections, and so many things which have been invented by our advanced material science. But death is sure.
这个身体会不复存在。我们是在这样一种状况下，无论我们多么科学的努力保持我们的青春，通过药物注射还有这么多，我们通过进步的物质科学发明的东西，但是死亡是注定的。
The body antavatti may be hard. The body must be finished. Therefore, there is no question of sat.
Antavatti may be hard. 这个身体注定要完蛋，因此根本谈不上 sat.
And chit means knowledge. Knowledge, we have no knowledge.
还有 chit 的意思是知识，我们没有知识。
However, we have got senses, but these are all imperfect senses.
我没有感官，但这些都是不完美的感官。
We are very much proud that everything we say, somebody is somebody preaches about the Lord. We challenge, can you show me the Lord? Have you seen the Lord? Or can you show me the Lord?
我们都很骄傲。如果有人传播神的讯息，我们并不挑战。你能把神让我看吗？你自己见过什么？等等。
But do you not know that our senses are so imperfect that we cannot see even what we are daily seeing?
但我们不知道，我们的感官是这么的不完美，以至于我们都甚至不能看到我们日常在看的东西。
We cannot, if the light is put off, then we cannot see each other, even in this room.
如果这个灯灭了，即便在这个屋子里，我们也看不到，互相看不见。
So our seeing power is conditioned. It is not perfect.
因此我们的视觉能力是受局限的，不是完美的。
Similarly, all our senses, they are imperfect. So,By imperfect senses, by speculation of the imperfect mind, we cannot reach to the absolute truth. It is not possible. It is not possible.
同样的，我们所有的感官都是不完美的。通过不完美的感官，通过不完美的心意的臆测，我们是达不到绝对真理的。这是不可能的。
Therefore, yet it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.That Tadvidhi Panipatena. If you are at all serious to understand the transcendental knowledge, then you must approach the person who has experience of the absolute.
因此，这里在《不教梵文》中说 ，Tadvidhi Panipatena. 如果你真正的是严肃的要理解绝对超然的知识。那你一定要接近一个已经对绝对真理有体验的人。
Otherwise, it is not.
要不然是不可能的。
If you think that I shall realize by mental speculation the absolute truth, it is not possible because you are you are fortified with only imperfect senses.
如果你以为我能通过心智推敲理解绝对真理，那是不可能的。你能得到的成果只是不完美而已。
Your senses cannot approach.
你的感官是达不到的。
Therefore, Brahma is said Abhanga Manasa Gochara.
因此 ，Brahman 被称为 Abhanga Manasa Gochara.
Abhanga Manasa Gochara. It is beyond the mental speculation.
意思是它是超越于心智推敲之上的。
And there is another name of the Supreme Lord, Adhokshaja, Adhokshaja.
至尊主还有一个名字是 Adhokshaja.
Adhokshaja means Adhakrita Akhaja Jnanam Yatra. Where our material senses are defeated.
Adhokshaja 的意思是在那里我们的物质感官被挫败了。
Our material senses are defeated.
我们的物质感官被挫败了。
We are defeated in every respect. So it is not possible to realize the absolute truth if we do not find a person who realizes soul, who is absolute, who has understood. It doesn't matter who is he.
我们在每一方面都得到失败，因此，除非能找到一个。觉悟的灵魂，一个绝对的人，一个已经理解的人，是不可能理解绝对真理的。
Lord Chaitanya recommended, just like in India, generally the Brahmins are expected to be the spiritual master.
那个人是谁并不要紧，正如祖切丹尼亚所推荐的，比如在印度，通常 Brahmana 应该成为灵性导师。
Because Brahmin means who have sufficient knowledge in the transcendental science.
Brahman 的意思便是在超然的科学中有绝对的有充足的知识的人。
Brahmajana Diti Brahman. Now, due to this modern age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find out a qualified Brahman.
由于现在的这个年代 Kali Yuga 很难找到一个合格的 Brahman.
So therefore, it is very difficult also to find out a qualified spiritual master.
因此也非常难找到一个合格的灵性导师。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has recommended.
因此 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 推荐到
that Kiva Sudra, Kiva Vipra, Nashikane Noa, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Ha. Never mind whether he is a Brahmin or a Sudra or a Sannyasi or a householder.
不要管他是个 Brahmana 还是个 Sudra 还是个 Sanyasi 或者是个居士，不要管他是谁，这都不要紧。
It doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, then he is the bona fide spiritual master.
如果他知道 Krishna 科学，那么他便是真正的灵性导师。
He is the bona fide spiritual master.
他是个真正的灵性导师。
So here, this Bhagavad Gita is the science of Krishna.
这部《博迦梵歌》是 Krishna 的科学。
Every one of you, if you study Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly, with all your arguments, with all your sense, with all your philosophical knowledge.
你们每个人要非常认真地学习这部《博迦梵歌》。运用你所有的逻辑判断能力，所有的感官，所有的哲学知识。
Because it is said here that we be pranipatena pariprasnena。
因为在这里说到 that we be pranipatena pariprasnena。
Not that you have to submit yourself blindly。
并不是说你应该盲目的服从。
Although your spiritual master may be。Self-realized and experience in the absolute truth is still you have to question.
虽然你的灵性导师是自我觉悟的，精通绝对真理的，你还是要提问题。
You have to understand from him all critical points by your intelligent question.
你要通过智慧的问题，从他那里理解所有的要点。
That is a law.
这是允许的。
So it doesn't matter. If anyone is able to answer about the science of Krishna, he is spiritual master.
因此，灵性导师是谁并不重要。如果一个人能够回答 Krishna 科学的问题，那么他便是灵性导师。
He is spiritual master. It doesn't matter where he is born.Or what he is, whether he is a Brahmin, or a Sudra, or an American, or an Indian, or whatever he is, never mind.
他是灵性导师。至于他在哪里出生，他做什么，他是个 Brahmin 还是 Sudra, 是美国人还是印度人，这些都不要紧。
Just like, it is practical. When you go to a doctor, medical practitioner, you do not ask.Well, doctor, are you American? Are you Indian? Are you Brahmin? Are you Jew? Are you Christian?
举个实际的例子，如果你到一位医生那里去，你不会问，啊，医生，你是美国人还是印度人？你是 Brahmana 吗？你是犹太人还是基督徒
？No. Oh, he has got the qualification of a medical man, so you surrender. Doctor, treat me. I am suffering.
不，因为他已经得到了医生的资格，你便会服从。啊，医生，请给我治病，我在受苦。
So、there is no question. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given liberal that anyone who knows the spiritual science, the Krishna science is spiritual science, because Krishna is the ultimate goal of spiritual science.
因此，并不存在问题。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给予开明的指示，任何人如果 他知道灵性的科学，知道 Krishna 的科学， Krishna 的科学便是灵性科学，因为 Krishna 是灵性科学的终极目标。
When I speak of Krishna, you must remember that I am speaking of God.
当我提 Krishna 的时候，你要记起我是在提神。
There are millions of names of God in different parts of the world, but Krishna is the supreme name according to Vedic knowledge.
在世界上不同的地方，神有成千上万的名字，但是按照伟大知识 ，Krishna 是至尊的名字。
So therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended, and his recommendation is accepted by the authorities even at the present moment.
因此，主 Chaitanya 给予了这样的推荐指示，而直到现在，所有的权威也都接受这一推荐。
Kiva Sudra, Kiva Vipra, Nashikane Noi, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Ha. And you'll be surprised that Lord Chaitanya's principal disciples were all and so-called fallen in the society.
而且你会很惊讶地知道，主 Chaitanya 的主要的门徒都曾经是社会上所谓的低等的人。
He appointed one Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur.
他指定一位 Haridas Thakur 为Namacharya Haridas Thakur.
This Haridas Thakur was a Mohammedan.
这位 Haridas Thakur 是一位伊斯兰教徒。
He happened to take his birth in a Mohammedan family, but he became a follower of Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after training him, he gave him the highest post of his spiritual mission.
他是出生在一位伊斯兰的家庭中，但是他成了主 Chaitanya 的追随者，而 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在训练他之后，便给予他自己的灵性使命中最高的职位。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared.To introduce the system of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and chanting of the holy name of God, and he appointed this Haridas Thakur, who happened to be a Mohammedan, but he became so much enlightened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed him the supreme minister of administering this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
首先呢，马法布显现是为了介绍 Hare Krishna 的系统及唱诵神的圣名，而他指定了这位 Haridas Thakur， 虽然他是一位伊斯兰教徒，而 Haridas Thakur 是那么灵性觉悟那么高，以至于杰达南马法布指定他为这个 Hare Krishna 管理 Hare Krishna 的首相。
He was made the authority, Namacharya. Acharya means the prime minister, the authority.
他成了权威 Namacharya， Acharya 意思是首相权威。
So there are other six important and direct disciples, just like Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami.
还有六位重要的直接的门徒，比如 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami.
Now these gentlemen were formerly known as Sakar Mallik.And Davir Khan.
这两位僧是先前被称为 Sakar Malik 和 Davir Khan.
Davir Khan, that was the Mohammedan period.
在那个时候是穆斯林的年代。
India was being governed by that time by the Pathans. And in Bengal, there was a Pathan ruler whose name was Nawab Hussain Shah.
印度在那个时候是被帕坦人统治的。而在孟加拉有一位帕坦人的统治者，名字是 Nawab Hussain Shah。
But these gentlemen, Sakar Mallik and Davir Khan, they were appointed minister in the service, on the governmental service, Nawab Hussain Shah。
但这两位先是 Sakar Mallik 和 Davir Khan， 在 Nawab Hussain Shah 的政府部门中被指定为大臣。
And those days, the Hindus are so strict that anyone accepting the service, especially the Brahmin, if he accepts, if a Brahmin accepts the service of anyone, especially who is not a Hindu, he is at once extricated from the society.
在那个时候，印度组织非常严格的。如果任何人接受了一项服务，特别是如果是 Brahman 呢，接受了去为另外一个人服务，特别如果那个人不是印度徒，那么这位 Brahman 呢便立即被从社会中开除了。
So these two gentlemen, Sakar Mali, they almost become, they change their name also.
这两位僧士也是这样，他们连名字都改了。
They were actually Brahmin, very intelligent, learned, they are very good scholars.
他们事实上是 Brahman 呢，非常智慧、博学，他们是非常大的大学者。
In Parsi, Persian language and Sanskrit language, they are very good scholars.
在波斯语方面，梵语方面，他们都是大学者。
But because they engaged themselves in the service of the Mohammedan ruler, or they were, extricated from the society, Brahmin society.
但是因为他们为穆斯林的统治者服务，他们便被从 Brahmin 的社会中开除了。
So Chaitanya, they also followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were made the best authorities in the science of Krishna science.
他们也追随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 后来他们成了 Krishna 知觉科学的最高的权威。
They later on they became the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami.
后来他们成了 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami.
So there is no bar Pankana spiritual master.
因此并不禁止任何一个人成为灵性导师。
Everyone can become spiritual master, provided he knows the science of Krishna.
任何人都可以成为灵性导师，如果他知道 Krishna 的科学。
That is the only quality.
那是唯一的资格。
That is a very reasonable.
这也是非常合理的要求。
If you do not know the subject matter, how can you be a teacher?
如果你不知道这个主题，你怎么能成为老师呢？
A teacher means he knows the thing, he knows the science.
一个教师必须知道这个事情，这个科学。
The only qualification of the spiritual master, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said.Shiva, Shudra, Shiva, Vipra, Nashikane, Noy, Jai Krishna Tattagata. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, this is science of Krishna, this is Bhagavad Gita. If anyone knows perfectly, then he becomes the spiritual master.
因此，灵性导师唯一的资格，如Chaitanya Mahaprabhu所说的，任何一个理解 Krishna 知觉的人便是灵性导师。这部《不加凡歌》是 Krishna 科学，如果一个人完美地理解了它，他变成灵性导师。
And there is need of spiritual master at the present moment.
而现在这个时候非常需要灵性导师。
We require thousands of spiritual masters to preach all over the world.
我们需要成千上万的灵性导师在全世界布道。
Science of Krishna.The science of Krishna.
传播 Krishna 科学。
That will solve all problems of the world.
那能够解决这个世界所有的问题。
Take it from me. We discuss among our confidential devotees here, and they agree that actually this is the science which can mitigate all the problems of the world.
你可以相信我的话，我们。和这里的一些机密的奉献者讨论过，他们都同意这门科学是可以缓解世界上所有问题的。
So, Jagatta punar moham evam jastati. So, Krishna says to Arjuna, he is addressing Arjuna because Arjuna is here as representative of us.
因此 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说。他是在对 Arjuna 说话，因为 Arjuna 是作为我们的代表在聆听。
Because he was not speaking to Arjuna alone, but he was speaking to all the human race.
他不是在对 Arjuna 一个人说话，他是在对整个人类说话。
So, Jagatyana Punar Moham, by understanding this time, then you cannot go. You cannot be illusion.
Krishna 说，通过理解这门科学，你不可能被迷惑。
Because Arjuna was illusion, and he was not prepared to fight, so this instruction was given. This Bhagavad Gita instruction was given to Arjuna. So he said that if you have actually undergone the training under the experienced bona fide spiritual master, then you would not have gone under such illusory energy.
因为 Arjuna 受了迷惑，他不准备作战，因此便有了这整部《博达梵歌》的形式给予 Arjuna。因此 Krishna 说，如果你真正的在一位有经验的真正的灵性导师手底下受过训练，你便不会这样受制于迷惑能量。
Jena bhutani aceshana drakshasyam. Then again he says, api chedasi papibhya sarvebha papakrittama sarvam jnanaplavenaiva vrijinam santarishyasi. Now, Lord Sri Krishna says, that just like if you have got a very good seed, you can very easily cross the Atlantic Ocean without any difficulty. Similarly, we are in the midst of the ocean of ignorance. Our this life, this conditioned life in the material world is just like the ocean of ignorance.
下一个世界，就是 Krishna 说，正如如果你有一艘很好的船只，你可以非常轻易的、毫无困难的穿越大西洋。同样的，我们现在是在愚昧的海洋之中，我们的这个生命，这个受局限的生命，在物质世界，便正像在愚昧的海洋之中。
So, Lord Chaitanya, therefore, he prayed to Sri Krishna like this, Ai nanda tanuja patitam kinkaranamaham bhishame bhavam budho. My dear Lord Krishna, I am just fallen in the ocean of ignorance.
因此主 Chaitanya 他向 Sri Krishna 祈祷道，我亲爱的主 Krishna，我现在堕入了愚昧的海洋。
So, we are in the ocean of ignorance.
我们是在愚昧的海洋中。
Now, in the ocean, if you get a very good boat, a very good ship, as you can cross over. Similarly, if we have the ship or the boat of perfect knowledge, then there is no fear.
正如在海洋之中，如果你有艘好的船只，你可以穿越它。同样的，如果我们有完美的知识做成的船只，便不需要恐慌。
We can cross the ocean very easy.
我们可以轻易地穿越这个海洋。
We can cross the ocean very easy.
我们可以非常轻易地穿越这个海洋。
Now here Krishna says, api chedasi papibha sarvebha papakrittam. If a person is the most sinful, the supermost sinful man. But if he gets this knowledge of Krishna's hand, then he can cross over this ocean of ignorance very easily.
这里 Krishna 说，如果一个人非常的罪恶，是最最罪恶的人，但如果他得到这个 Krishna 世界的知识，那么他便能轻易地穿越愚昧的海洋。
That means it does not matter what was our past life.
这意思是我们的往事是什么并不重要。
Either any Vedic literature, especially Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not take into account what was you in the past life.
任何的伟大文献，特别是《博达梵歌》，并不在意你的往事是什么，那并不要紧。
Because we are in ignorance, we might have done so many things in ignorance, which is not approved, which is not virtuous.
因为我们在愚昧之中，我们可能出于愚昧做了那么多不正当的事情。
That is quite possible.
这是非常可能的。
Every one of us, we are subject.
我们每个人都是受制约的。
God, due to ignorance, we do so many things. So, nobody can say that I am free from any sinful activity. Nobody can.
出于愚昧，我们做了那么多事情，因此没有人能够说。我是免于罪恶活动的，没有人有资格这么说。
So that doesn't matter.
但那并不要紧。
But if we get, if we can learn the science of Krishna, then Lord Sri Krishna said, "Api chedasi papibha, sarvibha papakrittama." If one is the most sinful man, but if he gets the Krishna science, he is free.
如果我们能得到 Krishna 科学，那么正如祖师 Krishna 所说的，哪怕一个人是最最罪恶的人，如果他得到了 Krishna 科学，他便解脱自由了。结束。